Welcome to the Manifesting Clarity Podcast, the show that empowers you to unlock your full potential and create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Jen Roth, and I am beyond grateful to be here with you today. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome. If you are new, I am Jen Roth, the host of the Manifesting Clarity Podcast. I'm beyond grateful to be here with you today. My heart is overflowing from quality time with family and dear, dear, dear friends who I don't know the difference if they're not my family. The dearest people in my life are all family. And if you are one of them, I'm jumping through here to give you a gigantic hug. And if you are not yet one of them, I can't wait to give you a gigantic hug and for us to become family. Thank you for listening. Thanks for joining back in. We're so grateful to be here with you today. And today I want to talk about being gentle with ourselves. I was just back in Michigan for my parents' birthday. My dad is now 71 and my mom is 65. We celebrated at one of the golf courses, which I would say is one of the family golf courses. Some of our dear, dear, dear friends who own a course that's close to where I grew up. So many memories flooding in. I can't wait to have some of these people on the podcast. And I'm so grateful, as one of the things that I'm focused on today is being gentle. I was like, oh my gosh, how many conversations could I have had about let's line up a date for podcast interviews? And I didn't do that because I was in the present moment with each and every one of those people. And there were some people last year when we were back celebrating my parents' birthday that I was doing my best to be intentional with those I was sitting with and missed the opportunity to have quality, deep conversations with a handful of people I haven't seen in years. So it was really fun to be more intentional this year and be bopping around and asking people about where they're at in their life and what they're up to. And oh my goodness, is it so much fun. I am truly fulfilled by quality time with people. I was thinking about my values, and I'm doing some work with some sisters right now on figuring out what are our values. And I have had an episode on here about values. So if you're interested in that, go back and check that out. Health for sure is a top of the list. And I don't always put it at the top of my list because it's such an innate part of who I've always been, is a desire for alignment with health, a desire for supporting my body, and an inner knowing that this time that we have on this planet is limited. I had three great grandparents and four grandparents, and I spent a fair amount of time with them. So I really understand that people leave the planet, that if we don't ask questions now, then we're not always going to be able to ask them later. That today is a complete gift and tomorrow is a gigantic gift if we wake up. I truly wake up every single morning realizing that I'm awake and that I'm in my body, and take a deep breath and say, thank you so much for this life. Thank you so much for this breath of life. And that's how I start my days. So spending quality time with people that have impacted my life and impacted my family's life is on the top of the list for something that I would love to spend my time doing. And we just so happened to have this birthday party at a golf course where my dad celebrated his 50th birthday, where we all threw, I think, a surprise birthday party for him for his 50th. And my grandpa passed away in his early 50s, and we weren't sure, my dad's dad, we weren't sure how much longer my dad was going to be on the planet. And it just so happens that we just celebrated his 60 or 71st birthday 20 years later at the same place, even though the celebration was really truly for my mom. And some of you may be completely confused because my mom and dad actually have the exact same birthday. They're 6 years apart on the same day. This is so fun. So spending quality time and realizing the preciousness of this life And I am realizing right now for the at a deeper cellular level that the last 10 years has flown by. The last 15 years, 17 years, 20 years has actually flown by. And I've been wishing and wanting and striving and achieving and pushing and wanting and all the things that we have a tendency to do this lifetime. In this last year, I've really dropped into my body and dropped into my being. It's been probably the last 3 years. Each day that I practice it, it's becoming more and more real for me of choosing meaningful work, of having the freedom to figure out when and where I put my workout on my calendar and how I go about my day and when I hop on a plane and travel wherever it is that I want, and how my husband and I choose to spend our time traveling is we love doing it. So figuring out how to make it all happen while owning businesses and employing people and spending time with our families, I can feel pressure during certain days. And what I've been more and more intentional about is being gentle with myself. Being gentle with my physical body, being gentle when I don't have the same energy that I do on other days. Also, turning the volume up on high noticing and really paying attention to when I have more energy, to documenting it, to writing it down, to asking for grace in my day if I don't accomplish all the things. My to-do list, my get-to-do list is so long that when I think about it, it can get overwhelming. So I do it one step at a time. I do it one breath at a time. Often recently, I've been breathing in for the count of four breaths and out for the count of six breaths. And it helps me reset often throughout the day. It helps me really tap back into being present right now. Someone on my team is not feeling super well, and I often see many of us pushing ourselves to get more done or do more. And what I really, really, really desire in the companies and the operations that I have for myself and for my team is what can our days look like with workouts or movement that doesn't have to be an intense, over-the-top workout, but something to get our blood moving every day, something to tap into and remember and make choices from our values, taking nice slow walks, laying on the ground and recalibrating ourselves with the earth, with the planet. How many of you were able to watch the clips a couple weeks ago? There was some magnificent stuff happening right now while you're listening to this, wherever you are on the planet. The fact that we can hear each other around the world by our voices traveling into your earbuds or through your radio, your speakers. It's truly such a gift. And these moments are so fleeting, and we don't have yesterday, we don't have 5 minutes ago, and we don't have 10 minutes from now. We have right now. So how are we choosing to spend it? And something that my brother said this weekend when we were all together, we got to play golf, and our family loves golf, also grew up on golf courses. My dad built golf courses. For those of you who have not heard that the whole entire story, golf is infused in our blood and our DNA. And I am tremendously grateful to have fairly decent hand-eye coordination. My brother said, watching my husband, let the club do the work. So when we have fairly decent hand-eye coordination or we practice something enough, we can let the mechanics carry us. We can let the momentum of what's already happening continue to carry us. So on the days that we don't have the same energy and vitality, we get to stop beating ourselves up. And on the days that we have so much exuberance that we have all of the energy pouring through us, those are the days we turn the volume up and we get more done and we accomplish more and we become more gentle and nourishing to ourselves on the days that we don't have that. It's been a practice that I've been practicing since this last summer. I went on a walk with a really dear friend and mentor of mine, and she said she just listened and observed her body and where she was at for a handful of months. And it wasn't in workouts. It wasn't in a lot of movement. It wasn't in pushing for things to happen. And then when she felt tapped on the shoulder and/or ready to go, she dove back into all of it. And I was so curious, like, how did you do that? And were you beating yourself up? What was the inner self-talk while you were doing that? And she said, I trusted it. She's also a handful of years older than me, so she's practiced it more and she's building that alignment and trust with herself. So where and how are you choosing to, and or I highly encourage you to start paying attention more and more and more to your values and the choices you're making based on your values, or asking yourself, what are your values? And so I've been having a lot of conversations with myself about, is health a value of mine, a top five core value of mine, and 100% is? And where does that show up, and how does it show up in my life? And then where are all the other ones, and how does that show up? And how do I make sure I say yes to and or have dates on the calendar that stimulate those values for myself? I also heard some I missed a dance party that happened at my brother and sister-in-law's house this weekend because I was so tired I fell asleep. And country music brings me to life. A ton of music brings me to life. But country music, for some reason, like that's foot stomping, get after it. I love dancing to country music. This weekend, it was like, oh, the volume's turned up on that. I am ready to get out and start and continue dancing more and more and more. One of my dearest friends growing up is Laura, and we did so much dancing growing up together. I'm so forever grateful for that. So, what are your values? How are you choosing to be? And if you aren't choosing to be gentle with yourself, how can you choose to be more gentle with yourself? Is it 5 minutes of reading a book? Is it reading 5 pages of a book, pausing to do that? Or in your Kindle or wherever that might be? Is it listening to an audio and going for a 5 minute walk to reset, or choosing an hour or a handful of time, or choosing half a day to take for yourself? Choosing more time. Where are you in dates with yourself on your calendar, and the things that juice you up, the things that bring you to life? I was having a conversation with a new friend today about HIIT workouts and honoring and respecting when a HIIT workout aligns and is resonant and when not. I was doing some box jumps yesterday for our workouts and it felt really good. There's days that I don't feel maybe as confident in my body, or my body is not as aligned or juiced up, that doesn't feel resonant. So in those days, I'm choosing to be more gentle, choosing to have incredibly thoughtful conversations with myself about my body, as it is not in the most ideal state that I would choose to have it in. And I really like to enjoy life. So I put things in my body that are showing me a different result. And that's a conscious choice in the moment. And when I'm doing it, I'm being kind and enjoying it instead of shaming myself for it. Not always. It's a work in progress. And when we're more gentle with ourselves, we become more aligned. The other thing that I want to share with you today, we have love notes. So if you are still looking for a phenomenal Mother's Day gift, I would highly recommend popping over to jenclararoth.com/shop. And on that page are love notes. It's a complete collection, or you could get singles of them. And they are colorful, they're beautiful, they're a phenomenal gift to put in a Mother's Day card. They say things like, thank you for everything. You are a beautiful goddess. Hey, baby, thank you for taking such great care of us. Today, give yourself grace and just be. You are so loved. Reminder, the whole entire universe is on your side. Reminder, I love you more than I have words to explain. Hey, we are all so lucky to love you. Just a handful of really special messages with some beautiful images on the other side. Phenomenal Mother's Day gift. I grew up in Michigan and we always used to say April showers bring May flowers. I don't know if that stands for anywhere else. In Colorado, it's definitely April snow brings May flowers. Anyway, I love you all so much. Hope you're having an incredible day or night or morning or evening, wherever you are in this magical universe and world. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. We're cheering for you, rooting for you. I love you. Gigantic hugs. Until next week. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. One of the most generous things you could do at this moment is head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and rate and review this podcast if it touched your heart or helped you in some way. All of us here are wishing you a phenomenal day filled with love, abundance, and infinite possibilities. Until next time.